you for joining us. I'm Marnie Hughes. That Omicron variant, it is spreading. And tonight, President Biden, in a major shift, announcing new measures to try to prevent cases from exploding during the holidays. Across the country, we are seeing more major cities cracking down with some new rules when it comes to vaccination status. Cases nationwide are up. In New York City, more people tested positive over a four-day span than they did the entire month of November. And we want to take a closer look at two issues tonight impacting Americans across the country. That's mandates and testing. An emergency room doctor from Texas is going to be joining us live with what he is seeing in his community tonight. But we begin with Tom Negevin, live in Times Square with a closer look at those mandates. Tom.
Right. And Marnie, New York, LA, even Rhode Island have their own apps to go along with tougher vaccination rules, mandates that aren't always getting the warmest of welcomes.
We believe that the Be Together initiative will increase demand for vaccination, and we will be ready to meet that increased demand.
Boston's chief medical officer fighting to make herself heard over the hecklers as the city announces its plan to require proof of COVID vaccination for indoor dining, a vaccine requirement for city workers.
We know that as cases go up, it is necessary to protect everyone who interacts with city government.
It's a response to the rise of the Omicron variant. Nationally, you're now 20 times more likely to be hospitalized if you're unvaccinated.
So it's really to protect our hospitals, to protect our population from getting sick, severe disease.
Boston's mandate in line with what's happening across America and in corporate America. United Airlines has an education campaign for booster shots. Tyson Foods offers them at some production facilities. And Goldman Sachs has been doing that at its on-site health centers for months. Big cities like New York making tough mandates tougher.
We have had to make adjustments very, very quickly.
Next week, requiring proof of full vaccination for indoor activities involving anyone over 12. On the other coast, similar rules in San Francisco and LA. Philadelphia's vaccination mandate for indoor dining starts in the new year. And as of this afternoon, you can add Chicago to the list.
There's no denying that we are in a fifth wave of COVID-19. This new wave is seemingly more deadly than the last, spreading faster and causing profound harm.
And Marnie, proof of vaccination is another thing that's evolving right now. You can use your CDC vaccination card, a digital photo of it, a photocopy of it, or you can use whatever app your jurisdiction is offering. And right now, Boston is working on an app of its own, which will be similar to New York's, to go along with its tougher new rules. Marnie?
Appreciate the update. Tom Negevin live in New York tonight.